Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Sheets of rain falling down, people moving all around. Some never think how great you are, some never feel with a clean heart. With all that you do and all that you've done, the fact that you gave your only son, you think they'd all cry, glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent, most God. Stars in the moon sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, in a day gone tomorrow, days of joy and days of sorrow. Some live and ask what life's about, some live and don't see you're the way out. If they'd only look and see your glory in the great heavenly, they'd have to cry out, glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent God. Yes, you're glorious. The mountains clap and the hills sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, you are. No one's holy like you are. You are. Yes, there's none besides you. You are. And there's no rock like you, Lord. No rock like you, Lord. You are. No fault in you. You're my glorious God. You are. Yes, you're glorious. In your greatness and your power, in your majesty and your victory. Somebody say, is he? Is it a you? He is the main. In the beauty of his holiness, go on and worship him, worship him, worship the Lord. Is there anybody here, anybody loving like I do? Then say, you are, your glory.
Welcome to Rolling with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host for the next 30 minutes to an hour. I really, really appreciate you guys listening into the show. I am on the. We're going to have a special co-host today with us. Her name is Kimmy Kim from Alations Radio and Alations Magazine, so we're happy to have her. So let's welcome Kimmy to the air. Hi, Kimmy. How are you?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Doing awesome.
It's a blessing to be on here with you, so I'm ready. Let's do this.
Well, so today we're talking about beauty and beauty inside of you and beauty and outside. And it's sort of kind of like going to be two topics. The first topic is just about you dress how you want to please yourself and not to please other people. But also we're going to talk about, because I noticed that I think it was a few weeks back or maybe a month that we had, I've been watching some of the Academy Awards, and there was a pastor there that hugged a girl a little bit inappropriately. Some people said it was because of the dress she wore. Then I was watching something else, and our lady was performing, I forget who it was performing in a church, and people were saying this is too short for her. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and is there appropriate attire to wear at certain events or when you're performing in churches? Is there something that people could tell people before that? So we're going to talk about that. So Kimmy, I want you to start off. What is your interpretation of being beautiful for how you dress?
Well, being beautiful on how I dress is based on what makes me feel comfortable, what makes me feel empowered. So there are times I want to be sexy, but it's how I dress sexy. I still don't believe in doing a lot of cleavage, and I do have a certain length for my dresses, but that's me. Some people can wear short dresses, but I'm not going to say that's right and that's wrong. That is based on their perspective. However, when you are in the body of Christ, it does demonstrate that when you become, you know, Christ-like, you start to do, because I'm going to be honest, before I was sold out for the Lord, I used to dress the way I wanted to dress. I used to be like, how come a woman cannot just wear a bra and, you know, pants? You know, I used to be that way. So as I had to grow up and see that, you know, people do, you know, look at you based on how you judge, and people do approach you based on how you are dressed. So when I used to dress that type of way, I used to get those type of guys that just want one thing. Now I'm in this conservative dressing world. Only certain people approach me. I don't get approached like I used to when I used to dress a certain way. So it does, unfortunately, matter how people approach you based on what you're looking for from a maid, based on what you're looking for on a professional level, and based on what type of friends you want to have. It does matter. It does, unfortunately.
And that's a good point. In this verse, Romans 12:1, sort of kind of clarifies what you're saying. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. With that being said, again, that's, you know, it's not saying that's just only for people who be in the Bible, but I would liken it to how, you know, you respect your body and respect yourself. I'm not saying that a woman who wears a short dress or a mini dress, that she doesn't respect herself. That's not what I'm saying. And there's guys who dress provocatively too. We may think that's weird, but actually they are men, so it's the same thing. Another verse is 1 Peter 3:3. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of your hair and putting on gold or jewelry or the clothing you wear. You know what? I don't hear the Bible saying, you know, you can't be, that you can't put that on. You just have to, hold on, you guys. Okay, so my lady's here to come take my blood pressure, so you might hear a little noise, but we're going to keep going. So what I'm saying is that, you know what? You can wear what you want, but I think there's certain situations that you have to be careful in, especially if you're going to situations by yourself. Does that make sense, Kimmy?
It does. Unfortunately, we don't have, you know, healthy people mentally. And if they see a sexy, or it could be a female. Females do rape guys. They just don't report it.
Right.
They may say, wow, that person is sexy, and ooh, she must want some. They may not be in a frame of mind, but they see this sexy person and they, you know, aren't mentally healthy. Unfortunately, not to say that it's your fault. I'm just saying sometimes we can prevent certain things, and sometimes you can't. But I'd rather try than not to try. So with that being said, what you have on, it's a reflection of what type of people you want to be appealing to. It's based on how you want to be perceived as. Unfortunately, that is how it is. And like, for instance, I saw this one lady on a picture of this one lady on Facebook. Now, I could never dress like that. She had a dress on, and she had a dress that had a split all the way to her thighs, and she had a part of her butt out, and then part of the butt out, you could see, like, some areas of her vagina, and then her cleavage was out. Now, that is saying, come on, I want to have sex. Come on. You cannot tell me that you are expecting someone who is respectful to approach you if you're dressed that way. That's just how it is. That's how men are. They're not going to approach you only for one thing. I understand. I'm just saying, you know. Is it right? Is it wrong? I don't know. I'm just based on what I hear and based on how I used to dress. Way. I used to get the men that just want one thing. Now, when I changed and I became more conservative, I don't get those type of approachment. I get the guys who are really, you know, decent. And it does matter how you dress. You're right. It says it in the Bible. Yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and endowed, presentable to God. I mean, not that, you know, that will be a validation that we are saved, but I want to be a reflection of who Jesus was. He wasn't flamboyant. He wasn't trying to get all that attention. So I'm at a point in my life, I don't want that attention, that type of attention. I just want, you know, I just want the right attention. I want that, you know, that person when it comes to business, friendship, and maybe a mate to approach me on a professional level. So I dress based on how I want to be approached. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And this first part is just basically, you know, we did get into talking about appropriate clothing as far as Christian. But what I want to recognize everybody, because I was just listening and watching and seeing some of the people online telling, you know, bigger women, you know, that you shouldn't wear this and you shouldn't wear that, and the clothes they were wearing were very appropriate. One, it was actually a very beautiful outfit. It had a short top and the pants pulled up to a tummy, and you only saw a little part of the tummy. And somebody was saying that she was fat. That was just not an appropriate outfit. And the thing is, the woman looked amazing. As you know, she was a big woman, but she looked amazing. And the funny thing is, her size had nothing to do with her health. She didn't have diabetes. She didn't have high blood pressure. She was she exercises. And I think that's one of the things that when we, you know, go to judge people, we need to know their whole story, because beauty comes in all shapes, sizes, cultures, colors.
Come on.
And it's important for people to really understand where people are coming from. And, you know, and I looked at the outfit and I was like, oh, man, I'm inspired by her outfit. Her little, it was just a, and it was maybe an inch of her stomach showing, but her outfit was appropriate. It just looked beautiful. And then I was watching another one where there was a heavy lady, and she was in a swimsuit, but the swimsuit was actually adorable, beautiful, and somebody was like, she shouldn't be in that. And again, you were entitled as a person. And as an individual, there's some guys I know who won't wear Speedos, and there's some guys who will, and there's some who won't wear regular swim shorts as a man, and there's some who will. It's your personality. What makes you feel good. I've talked to guys who say, I ask them, dude, why do you wear a Speedo? Because I only associate a Speedo with a swim team. And they go, it makes me feel good. People in high school made fun of me, but now as I'm an adult, I'm comfortable with it, and I'm okay. And they didn't wear the Speedo in high school, but they were made fun of, and they feel comfortable in their skin. And I think that's the most important part. Your beauty has to come from inside of you first before that you can even feel beautiful on the outside. I mean, and that's
good point.
I think that's one of the most amazing things that people, you know, they have to, You have to really understand you. Nobody else is going to feel your beauty or think you're beautiful if you cannot feel it for yourself. You know, I know we all say we don't need, shouldn't care about other people's opinions. It's not caring about other people's opinions. What you're saying is I'm okay with being different how I dress. We all have our own unique style, and I'm okay with being the person that has, okay, you know, for me, I'm all about my yoga pants and my kids, but I love different kind of sweatshirts and stuff. You'll rarely see me in a dress because I, even when I was 2 years old, I didn't like dresses. But I'm going to read you guys something that I had wrote a couple of years ago, and I rewrote it yesterday and posted it. My life was never dependent on your perception of me. It was dependent on my acceptance, perception, and understanding of the word beautiful. Beautiful is a big word. We are all beautiful and bring uniqueness to the world. Our family, friends, and loved ones. Stand tall, smile, and know your beauty is uniquely you. And without it, the world would not shine as bright. So I thought that was a very interesting. I wrote that, I think Facebook popped it up yesterday. I think it had been 4 years I wrote it, and I rewrote some of it yesterday. But I still believe in that concept. What do you think, Ms. Kimmy?
I think that concept is very wonderful because when you can understand and glorify what makes you beautiful, the perception of others is fine. But when you have the confidence to stand and knowing who you are and who you are from the inner, then the outer, it is magnificent. That's why I love Proverbs 31:10 because it talks about her inner beauty more so than the outer beauty. It reflects how God made us. And I celebrate that because even if you dress like a good way, I mean, decency, there's always going to be some people still, you know, finding some fault in what you're dressed as, what you're looking on the outside. But when you have that validation of who you are from the inner, it doesn't matter because you still won't have haters, even if you do try to do the right thing, you know, be decent. But being decent is not based on my perception. It's based on how that person feels. If that person with that wonderful outfit that you were describing is comfortable, what's wrong with it? I mean, that's why I sometimes feel that this world is so double standard. If this person feels comfortable in an outfit, what's wrong with it? But, you know, but as long as that person is comfortable. But for me, I prefer to be in a inner beauty outfit and allow that inner beauty to be my reflection for my outer beauty because, like you just said, the inner beauty is what really matters, is what really counts. Because at the end of the day, you want to be target no matter what you're doing. You want to be, you know, either you're going to get approval or disapproval from people who just don't like you. You could be in a dress, you know, all the way from your top to the bottom, and you still get haters. So it really doesn't matter. It's about, like you said, your inner beauty. How do you perceive yourself? So.
And I think that's just a great, you said it very well, Kimmy. And we're on the air with Kimmy from Alations Radio and a magazine. So, Kimmy, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but first tell everybody about Alations Magazine and Radio.
Alations Radio and Alations Magazine is a mirror off of each other, and our main goal is to empower people through the Word of God. We don't do the gossip. You know, we want to do the gospel. So that's why you don't really hear me saying, oh, what's going on with so-and-so and so-and-so. It's all about the word. And we just want people to know you can still have fun in the Lord and still enjoy those things that he gave us, like music and wine and food and people. But it's how we enjoy them. So that is what we're all about, empowering people, uplifting souls worldwide. It's not based on color because I love everybody. I may be a proud black woman, but I'm much more than a black woman. I just love people. I love people of all creeds, core. I mean, it doesn't matter your race. It doesn't matter what you look like. I just love people, and I want that to be a reflection of what Elation is all about because God loves everyone. God is love. So that is the main vision of Elation Radio and Magazine, and the reason why there's the Elation Radio and the magazine is because everyone cannot hear, so I created the magazine and everyone cannot see, So I created a radio so that it could be a reflection of each other. Yeah.
And so where can people find your podcast and everything at?
I know God is sending some investments. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
You cut out. Yeah, you cut out for a second.
I'm so sorry. I know we're going to be definitely printing very soon, but you can find us online, virtual, elationmagazine.com. Elationradio.com is coming too, and we're going to have so much information that is a reflection on Elation Radio show, including Hanging with the Diva, so you'll find that too. And basically with the radio, we are on Spreaker, Spotify, iHeart. We are live stream 24/7, so you can always hear something live. And one thing I love about this purpose that God has given me is fun, and I have been meeting so many wonderful people, including Sabrina Williams, you know, who are just really sold out for the Lord and just love people. And that's what it's all about, just, you know, enjoying each other and spreading a good new gospel to those who don't understand that before you can even have a secure life, you have to know who you are. And the only person that can tell you the answer is God. And it's how you display that to others. You know, you don't have to just put the Bible in front of people. Let your life shine. And then that'd be like, you know, contagious. So that's what it's all about, just empowering people through the word of God. Let them know that they are more than their circumstances. They are more than, you know, what they can see. They are kings and queens. And we are co-heirs with Jesus. So we are you know, special to God. And I just want people to understand their specialty. They have special gifts, talents. And I really believe in empowering people because this world teaches us to compete against each other. It teaches us to, no matter what it takes, you know, to get to the top, you know, beat them down. But God's way is not that way. God is all about collaboration, loving your neighbor as you love yourself. And that is what we want to teach, to let them know that God is going to bless my ministry as well as yours, because we serve a God who is all about blessing. And just because this person's being blessed now, you don't know what they went through to get blessing. So don't focus on their blessing. Focus on your purpose, and your purpose will be blessed as well. And that's what I love about God, you know. So that's why I love empowering people through God, because the world teaches us to, you know, take and hate on those who are doing well. So, and you do have people that still come in, and you do have people that comes in your life that try you. And God did tell us that we can stand too. He didn't say that we have to be a doormat, that we have to take everything that people come our way. So He teaches us how to fight too in that way as well. So, empowerment. Yeah.
Amen. Amen, Kimmy. You are a wonderful speaker, and you're highly, highly, you know, just really in touch with God, and I appreciate that. And basically, what I hear Kimmy saying is a reflection of basically your self-esteem. You know, there are people who don't believe in the Christian God, but you have a higher power. You either need God or you need a higher power, because you can't do it yourself. I found this definition of self-esteem on Wikipedia that I like. I'm not a big Wikipedia user, but this is one I really like. Self-esteem reflects an individual's overall subjective emotional evaluation of his or her own worth. It is the decision made by an individual as an attitude toward the self. Self-esteem encompasses beliefs about oneself. For example, I am competent, I am worthy, as well as emotional states such as triumph, despair, pride, and shame. And that's from Smith and Mackey, 2017, as taken from Wikipedia. So your belief in yourself, as we were saying in the very beginning, your internal beauty is coexist with your self-esteem. Nowadays, people can say, oh, you know what, you wear your hair a certain way, or I don't like this about you. And I just say, okay, and move on, because you know what,
amen.
If it's a positive, I take it in and I say thank you. If it's a negative, I take it in and I say thank you. But as soon as I'm away from that person, I instantly say to myself, you know what? That's a person's individual opinion. What did you get up this morning, and how did you dress, and what do you feel about it? I self-evaluate that comment. Is there something about your makeup? No, it's not. Did you feel comfortable? That's it, and move on and take that negative out of my mind. Because sometimes you have to understand, people will say things to you because they see something in you that's just internally beautiful. There are people who are, and I'm going to admit, they're not the most good-looking people in the world, such as me, but I know that my internal beauty shines outside, so I attract a lot of good people to me because my heart is based on, I'm just a person that made by God, and so is everybody else, and we all have something to bring to the table, and we all have an internal beauty that if we look at ourselves and we can take that one or two gifts of internal beauty that God gave us and we can present that to the world, then you can show your outward beauty, because sometimes your outward beauty has nothing to do with your makeup, your clothes, or anything. Because at the end of the day, beauty is based on your attitude and how you see yourself in the world. And if you don't feel good about yourself in the world, then other people are going to treat you like trash. So that's why I really focus on not only just wearing what you want to feel comfortable, but wearing a positive attitude of beauty. And that beauty has to come from inside. And I know we women struggle with that even in 2018. But again, remember, you are beautifully made by God, and you are meant to be here. And for those men that are listening here, and for all the times changing, and there's so many things about men getting in their feelings, things like that, you're beautiful too. Look at your internal beauty. What do you say, Kimmy?
Wow, you made some valuable points, because I feel the same way. I'm not the most beautiful person, but when you know who you are and whose you are, it doesn't matter, because that beautiness will reflect out from the inner, and you can be the most gorgeous person based on your personality, because I have met some beautiful men and women, ugly personality. So it's like you don't want to be around them. So when you meet people who are just genuine and beautiful from the inner, it's like amazing, because you see their confidence, you see their light, and it's contagious. So I prefer to be someone who is inner beauty from the inner and outpouring, because it will attract good people. Lightness will attract lightness. Darkness will attract darkness. So I like being positive. Positive is lightness. Like my I know you don't like sister, but you my sister, I'm sorry. Like Sabrina, she has this amazing spirit that is realness, and she loves people and genuinely loves, and that is a attraction to me, because that is me. I'm a love follower. I like love. Love is easy because when you are some people say higher power. I believe in Jesus. When you are directed by Jesus through God through Jesus, it's amazing because you have a purpose. You know that this may be in a challenging day today, but tomorrow will be better. And you made some valuable points, because this that we have is going to fade away anyway. What's going to matter is what's in your heart. And that is why I'm asking God to cultivate that on a daily basis, because my main goal is to love. And if you don't love, everything else is invalid. Everything else doesn't matter. So, yeah, you made some good points, because I met some interesting men. They thought they were just God gift to women, and I'm like, are you serious? Really? You are okay. Because they had like this darkness.
Yeah, they had
a darkness about them.
Yeah, and you're right. One of the things is I know everybody knows my focus is mental health, but if you're not in touch with your mind, body, and spirit, one of the downsides, and this is from www.eurekaalert.org, And you can have a negative body image, and it can be related to depression, anxiety, and suicidal. And we see that especially in the middle teenager years, into middle adulthood, and sometimes even in people in their having midlife crisis, because your negative body image concerns are more likely to be depressed, anxious, and suicidal because there's an intense dissatisfaction over your appearance, and those can appear in the forms of what the DMS-5 constitutes as anorexia, bulimia. Those are the main ones, but there's other ones. So that's and this is from this article. Again, it was written on June 6, 2006, but you can go to Eureka Alert. But one of the things they said, researchers assessed that the prevalence and clinical correlations of body image concerns, including body dysmorphic disorder, BDD, eating disorders, ED, such as bulimia or anorexia, and other clinical significant concerns over shape, weight, and adolescence, and this can go into adulthood. And this was done study at Bradley Hospital. And that can become psychiatric problems. And I know that there are many adults who are still, who are as adults, suffer with anorexia, bulimia, and some of those other ones, or will look in the mirror. I know all of us have done this. Every human has done this. We've looked at ourselves when we were younger and said, oh, you know what, I'm just so fat when you look in the mirror, but you get to be my age, and I looked every day, and I said to myself, I wish I would have just been okay when I was younger with the size that I was. And I think that, again, mental, I know everybody sometimes gets tired of me saying this, but your mind, body, and spirit are correlated with everything. If you're not okay in your mind, just feeling good about yourself and your body, that's going to go into your body. You're going to put more stress on your body. Maybe you'll over-exercise, under-eat, so on. So with that being said, again, we have to go back to the thought of you have to start repeating yourself every morning. This is one thing I tell everybody. When you get up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and I did this morning myself. I look straight in the mirror and held myself there, even though sometimes I struggle with looking at myself in the mirror. I said, I'm more than enough. I'm okay.
Mm.
Beautiful. And I said that 3 or 4 times, and I try to say that at least 7 times a day, because when you say something 7 times a day, 7 is a completion number in the Bible. But also, if you say it 7 times a day for 30 days, it will get in your mind and become part of you. That's actual studies that shows that. So, anyway, Kimmy,
I would start doing that. I need to do that 7 times. I do that, like, maybe once or twice, but not 7. So you have helped me. I need to do that 7 times a day. Okay. I like that.
Yes.
And you know what?
7 is a number of completion in the Bible. So.
Yes. Yes. I will start doing that. And you know what? You made a valuable point. Because remember when God says in the Bible to feed your mind daily in the Word, and you're really what you're saying is in the Word, because you're doing positive. He says, think on these things, like things are good, pure, and you're thinking on things that are good. I am more than enough. That's good. That's good stuff. Pure, you know. So we do need to do the self empowerment of our own selves before we can help others. So I am in agreement, and I would do that 7 times, and I would let you know how I'm doing. Wow. See, I learned something today that I'm not doing enough of that. And you know what? My biggest enemy is not people. It's procrastination, and I want to overcome it. I need to overcome it. I really do. It's like, God, please help me. So that can help me. That could be one tool that I need to add to my daily ritual so I can beat up on procrastination, because you know how you get home and you had a long day. You're like, God, can I just do it tomorrow? So you do it tomorrow. Can I do it tomorrow? Then you do another day. Then here's another day. Then you said the same thing. I want to do it tomorrow, the same thing. And I need to really beat that up. So thank you. Thank you, my friend, for that.
You're welcome.
I would definitely need that.
And here's some Bible verses that I've found for some positive body images. Do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12:2. Here's another one. Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteous. Proverbs 16:31. The glory of a young men of young men is their strength. Gray hair and the splendor of the old. Proverbs 20:29. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Matthew 10:30 and Luke 12:7. So God knows the hairs on your head. He knows how he made you. You need to be okay with that. Here's another one. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Psalm 31:30. I like that. This is from 1 Samuel 16:7. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. That was from 1 Samuel 16:7. Ezekiel 28:17. Your heart became proud on account of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. So I threw you to the earth. I made a spectacle of you before kings. Don't let your beauty get ahead of you. And as Kimmy said, there's been some people that think they're God's gift to the earth. So don't do that. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Genesis 1:26-31. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Psalm 139:14. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And I hope that those really help you guys as you listen to the end of these and those Bible verses. Pick one. I have a Bible verse that's called Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you to not harm you, but to give you a hope in the future, says the Lord. And that is one of my favorite verses. I joke about it that I say that sometimes that's verses for people because he tells me not to harm other folks. It's just a joke, y'all. But I love that verse because it really reminds me, Kimmy, you're laughing, it reminds me of the love that God has for me. And so with that being said, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Rolling with the Divas. Kimmy will be on our shows on Mondays, and she will be here because I love her insight and her wisdom, and she's a great sister in the Lord. So I really appreciate you being here, Kimmy. Thank you for taking the time and sharing your stories. And I would just really, really appreciate if you could just send us off with a word of prayer before we end with a song.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sabrina. I'm telling you, you're one of my BFFs because one thing I like about you, I like the fact that if I come to you, you would just give it to me black coffee. And if it does hurt, fine. But I like that because it tells me that you're about truth. And you're amazing to me. And I have not seen someone who is so passionate about truth like you are. And I love that about you. So I trust you. I can trust you. I know that you'll give me the truth, even if it hurts me.
I sent that today. You know what? No, I don't. And you know what? I know it's hard for people when sometimes I just tell them like it is. And I tell them from what I think it is. And I know it's hard, but I can't just sit up here and allow people to do things that I know that I would want somebody to tell me or to give me advice. And if you ask me advice, I can't just make up a story that may make you feel good because I'm not doing right because Jesus didn't do it. And I've lived so long doing that, saying what people want to hear, that it doesn't do any good because at the end of the day,
no.
You're only hurting that person when you're not telling them the truth or being honest with them when they ask you something. You know, a true friend is going to say things to you, you know, like today when I was texting Kimmy, I was texting her about just certain things and people trying to be popular, and she just reminded me of the wisdom of the Lord and that it's about doing right for the Lord, and then the money will come. So, you know, you want, friends need to hear the truth. They don't need to be candy coated, because you're going to be with that friend through the hard laugh times that are super funny and through the sad times too. So I just love my friend, and I love you, Kimmy, and I'm just thankful that you're in my life, and I just truly appreciate you. And I just, before we go, I want to remind everybody that 211 in all the states in the United States, that if whether you are in a domestic violence situation and need to go to a shelter, you need counseling, you need a referral for maybe a church, or you need referrals for food, maybe low-income housing. You know, there are so many different things that 211 in your area can help. Again, if you don't know what you're looking for, say you're looking for help for your elderly parent, or you're taking care of your grandchildren, and you just are maybe overwhelmed and can't feel like you can't do it, send me an email at cvwtdiva@gmail.com. Tell me the state you're in and the county, and I will help you look for that, because I've done it for other people, because we're here to help and support you. I couldn't have a radio show without an audience. And besides the fact, even if people weren't listening to the radio show, I would help people, because at the end of the day, I want you to know that people care, and that if just one person in every part of the world took and helped just one person, just think, that's over 7 million people, the impact that we would have. It only takes one to make a ripple effect. So with that being said, Kimmy Kim, pray us out.
Thank you so much. And let's go to the throne. Father God, thank you once again for this wonderful podcast. Thank you for my friend, my sister, Sabrina. She's just such an amazing person. Thank you so much for bringing her back into my life. Thank you so much for her podcast. I love Rolling with the Diva, because it talks about real issues that we are facing in this world. And Father, bless it. Shake it down. Run it over. Let it be a blessing to others as well, because I love the fact that her main purpose is to really empower people and just to bring the truth, Father God. So continue on blessing her and her family. Father God, touch those who don't know you. Touch those who are confused about who you are. Let them know that we can still have fun in you, Father God, because you said you own the earth. You created the earth, the people, and everything else. It belongs to and the fullness thereof. You are in control of heaven, earth, and hell. So, Father God, we just love you. We praise you. We thank you so much for your wonderful son who died for our sins so that our relationship in you can be restored. And, Father God, we just want to just spread love, and that's what this is all about, spreading your love. And we make this wonderful prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Kimmy Kim, love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. All right, that was Rolling with the Diva with Kimmy Kim. You guys follow her on Relations Radio. As you guys listen to this podcast, just remember, you're more than enough. You're loved. You're wanted. Don't let anybody stand in your greatness or in what's meant for you. What's meant for me is not meant for you. You are valuable. You are wanted. And never, ever second guess that. If you have to second guess that, or you need somebody to pray for you or talk to you, and you don't, and you're not comfortable maybe going to friends or anything, again, call 211. Or send me an email. I'd be happy to chat with you and give you advice on life. I'm not perfect, believe me. I'm the biggest sinner that there is, because I was eating extra ice cream today. So, not just kidding. But we're all, you know what, nobody. And don't let anybody, if you meet one person that tells you you're perfect, you just move away from them so lightning can hit them, because there's nobody that's perfect, okay? I just want to tell you guys that. And I want you guys to have a great week. Thank you for listening, and have a good night.